Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Motivation Monday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from not-so-sunny Southern California today. And I'm going to say this in advance. Get your pen and paper out because you're going to want to take a lot of notes on today's call. We are going to be talking about how to handle objections. So I'm going to first kind of remind everybody why we're motivated today and through the end of the year. We have some incredible incentives. Those of you that call in every week are probably tired of hearing this, but I want to make sure that everybody is aware of the year-end incentives that we have, and these should definitely motivate you. They certainly motivate me. For any brand new distributor that joins our team, our family, by the end of December, they have the opportunity to participate in the Senior in 60 Pace Setter program. And so what that is achieve the rank of senior in your first 2 months after your initial sign-up month, and you will receive an additional $1,000 and a pace setter jacket, and you are setting the pace for your team. So I encourage anybody who's a brand new distributor listening to this, get going and get that jacket. And then for everybody, including the new distributors who can double dip on this one, if you sell 4 Beamers from the beginning of September through the end of the year, there's an additional $600 US, $800 Canadian. If you sell 6 units, there's an additional $1,500 US and $2,020 Canadian. And if you are just hitting it like crazy out of the ballpark and you sell 8 units, then that's an additional $2,500 US, $3,350 Canadian. So I think that's an incredible incentive that the company has in place for us. And the special pricing for the U.S. of the Go Set, the $39.90, you know, expires at the end of December. And the special Canadian price, that was extended through the end of the year and also, expires at the end of 2020. One more that is another incentive that only goes through the end of the year, and that's the special distributor price, enrollment pricing, $144 U.S., $192, I believe, Canadian. If I get that wrong, Nancy, let me know. But so those are the incentives that we have going on through the end of the year. And so I guess I will say this, because I don't know with 100% certainty, but I do know that it was in the final minutes and, really a lot of, pleading that went on from our regional directors and our national directors to get the go pricing, extended through the end of the year. So I can say with 90%+ confidence that price is absolutely going to go up on January 1st, and the price that I've heard is going to be $44.90. So if you have those people that are sitting on the fence and they want to save an extra $500, definitely get them in, before the end of the year. The other thing too that I like to remind people when I'm talking to, especially this is part of follow-up, is if they are considering becoming a distributor, Doing it sooner rather than later for all the reasons that we just talked about. But in addition to that, and I'm not a tax accountant, but they're setting themselves up for a home-based business, and the purchase of their Beamer can potentially be a tax write-off with their business. I'm not a tax accountant, but that is something that I do have conversations with people, you know, for year end. And then also, if you're looking to add, a unit to your rental fleet, or you don't yet have a rental unit and you're already a distributor, this is something where, you know, you're going to get the $39.90 or the Canadian price. You're going to get your distributor discount on that. And then you have the potential to write that off as well for tax benefits for this coming year. So those are some of the things I just kind of wanted to highlight before we jump into the rest of the call today. If you have objections that you're facing and you're curious about how to overcome them, go ahead and press 1 on your phone so that you can get into our queue, because we're going to talk about how to overcome objections, and then we're going to take some questions for y'all relative to the objections that you're facing right now, you know, for the year end, and we'll do our best to help answer those for you. So with no further ado, I'm going to turn this call over to Miss Nancy Pellegrini from Canada. She is one of the top personal salespeople and personal enrollers in North America, not just Canada. And so I can't even count how many awards, you know, she got at convention. But suffice to say, if there's anybody who knows how to overcome an objection, it's going to be Miss Nancy. So, Nancy, jump on the call and let's hear your thoughts.
Good morning. Okay, I'm going to try to, because Casey's not on here. Thank you, Amanda. Good morning, Belinda. I'm going to try to do what Casey does because she's just so darn motivating. How does she open her Mondays? Well, hello, Monday morning. And I can't. I will never fill Casey's shoes. But anyway, good morning, everybody. And Sandy, thank you. Thank you for that, Amanda. You know, thank you. The awards that I won, I'm humbled by them, and I only knew what I did. I didn't know what anyone. I don't know what anyone else does, right? So I have some big shoes to fill to stay in that position for myself for our next convention. So definitely, those are my goals. So anyway, you made some really good points actually that I'd like to circle back to when it comes to objections, which I think is a great topic. And one is coming from the business standpoint, because of course, when we enroll people into the business of Beamer, right, we have that conversation, and there are a lot of objections that come from that as well. So not just the business of it. One thing I wanted to mention, yes, we have some great incentives. I hope we have some Canadians on the call here. The price for Canada, I don't think I heard you mention this, but if you did, to mention again, the price for Canada for the Beamer Pro set is $69.90. It's been extended to the end of December as well. And that too will go up to $78.90 on January 1st. For sure it will. And I believe the Pro set or the Classic set in Canada is $49.90. And that will go back up to, I believe it's $55.90. Don't quote me on that one. But both of the sets are reduced until the end of December. So we have a really good opportunity to share the gift of Beamer, share you know, the gift that keeps on giving, really, is my tagline right now. And but I'm just going to get right into kind of the objection thing. You know, I have taken sales training courses, and the objections is one of the things that we role play with, that we've role played with. But, you know, a lot of times when you're out there and you've not been involved in sales before, objections can be pretty daunting. And you don't know how to work through them. But there are four types of objections sort of that I would like to share. And that's, of course, price. And that includes risk, right? I mean, I've got this expensive thing that I'm thinking of buying. There's a risk to that because that money could be going somewhere else. And you know, or if it's a business, you know, what's my return on investment? and just budgeting. Also, quality of service. You know, there are people that want to make sure that they know that they're getting good service with a high ticket item, and relationships and trust. I mean, that's one of the biggest pillars of sales, really, is developing that relationship and trust. And so that as well can be a form of objection for people. And also the stall, you know, find lots of ways to back away from making a decision, even though they might want it. So it's trying to understand really when they're stalling and why are they stalling. And some of the things with objections, Amanda and Belinda, probably you ladies know this, but when you are in the sales process with somebody, to work with trying to get them convinced on the Beamer, the biggest thing, the most important thing for me, is to really listen fully to the objection and really be mindful of your reaction when you hear an objection, your first reaction when you hear an objection. Because your first reaction when you hear an objection generally is to jump right in and respond immediately. Would you ladies agree?
Absolutely. Yep. That's a natural tendency.
It's a natural tendency. I've been there. Listen, I'm the queen of talking myself in and out of a sale days gone by. Been there, done that. I've done that. So that's a huge thing, learning curve for me back in the day, was to really learn how to knee-jerk react, so to speak, immediately when somebody gives me an objection. And so the big things that a big hurdle that I overcame was learning to sit back and go, okay, for me now, objection is an opportunity to dig deeper. And when you can dig deeper in a conversation with somebody, you're starting to build a relationship. You're getting that rapport. There's becoming more trust. You know, there's honesty that's taking place in the conversation. And so you're really helping pull out why, the whys for people. Okay, why is that? Or what is that? And you let the person speak to their objection. And so a lot of times I just ask, oh, okay, so what? Why is that? You know, what is that for you? You know, why is that? And if it's a price objection, there are ways that I go about it. Depending if you're coming to the business of it, I start to talk about the opportunities of how you will get your return on investment back fairly quickly. And ladies, jump in if you want to on anything here.
No, you're doing great. Keep going.
Okay, well, so, and let me know if there's anyone on the call that might want to do something. One of the things that's kind of fun to do is to role play, and I know Casey's done that before on some calls, but if you have any questions, please do call in, because we really want to make this an interactive call. So,
Nancy, I want to interrupt you for just a second. So, mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned, typical objections, you know, price, the business, the ROI, and sometimes people are stalling. Can you share what mm-hmm. you said? How do you talk to people about overcoming price? Give them your perspective on what you say.
Well, here's something that really shifted me in my ability to close, I think, really, was I literally – I personally thought that, you know, $7,890 is a lot of money. And then our taxes out here, right? So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going into a meeting with somebody with that in my brain. So, you know, and then I would also think about, okay, I'm going to this meeting. What is the outcome that I want? The minute I shifted away from that, Amanda, the minute I decided that Beamer should be way more money than it is. And the minute I thought, are you kidding me? $7,890 is not a lot of money when I can change my health and the health of my family. I let go of the price objection myself. I also let go of the meeting appointment that I ever go into. I don't have an expectation. I go in with wanting to share Beamer, and that's it. And I go in with passion. The minute I've let go of the price objection, I barely get anyone telling me that it's too expensive. And that is the God honest truth. It's because I let it out of myself. And so I thought, I'm not manifesting this. And it has shifted exponentially for me. So when I do have somebody talk about the price objection, or they ask, and a lot of people don't even ask me right away, which is really kind of crazy. And when they do, I don't put emphasis on it. I sometimes don't even tell them right away if they ask me. I will go into, if they say, so what is the price? I go, well, you know, what you're getting is an opportunity with this, if it's a business standpoint, to really bring some residual income into your business. Or I'll shift it by asking them a question before I give them the price of the product. I will ask them if it's a business opportunity for them. I say, so what do you have in here that could generate $1,200 a month for you? You know, is it all your nutraceuticals? I'll put the question back on them, Amanda, before I even answer the question on the cost. And I get them talking. So then they forget that they've asked me the price. If that makes any sense to you at all, I encourage you to try that because it works for me. So
that's great.
If somebody does say that, yeah. So if somebody does say, okay, well, that's really expensive, I go, yeah, I know. Do you know, but so is that 60-inch TV that my brother bought, you know, I'll throw something funny out there about the price. But what I really do is I throw back onto them, how do you put a price on your health and your family's health? You know, what is that if you put a dollar value in that? And I just start to ask a lot of questions back to them, Amanda. We have financing options available.
Yep, I want to expand on what you said earlier, and we are starting to get some people calling in with questions. You know, it's like you said something that I think is very key, and I try to teach my teams the same thing, is it's about being fully present, you know, with the person in front of you and truly listening to them, and when they're talking about their objective, really paying attention to it, pay attention to their body language. People want to be heard. And they want to feel like you're really genuinely listening to them and not trying to just sell them something, right? You know, because if people love to buy, but they don't like to be sold. And so if you are listening to them and you fully understand what their challenges are, then you can turn around and start asking them the questions like you're talking about, right? And one of the phrases that I learned a long, long time ago in my corporate world, and I think it's very applicable here as well, even more so, is what we call, you know, the feel, felt, found, you know, process. This goes back to listening and understanding. You can't turn around and say to somebody, I understand how you feel, unless you really have listened, right? And so you understand, you can say to somebody, I understand how you feel, because I felt the same way at first, right? I thought this was a very expensive, you know, product and an expensive, you know, proposition to invest in, right? But then you go into what you found, right? And so then you could say, what I found was that when I boiled it down to a monthly payment over, say, a year, you know, how much was I spending on additional massages and things like this that I could replace, you know, with Beamer therapy, right? And so you really are, you know, empathizing with them and letting them know that you understand that this is indeed, you know, an expensive, you know, endeavor that they're getting into. And I like what you said about from a business, you know, the ROI, right, of sharing it, you know, and getting a commission back is going to very quickly pay for your initial investment, not to mention you're making such a huge impact on the lives of others. So I love how you how you phrase that, Nancy. So let's do this. Let's open the call for one of our people. All right. Area code 801. You are live on Blog Talk. You've been sitting there patiently. Who do we have today? Area code 801. Okay, maybe we lost that person. All right, so let's go to the next person. Area code 231. Area code 231, you are live on Blog Talk. Who do we have this morning?
Good morning. This is Susan from Michigan.
Good morning, Susan from Michigan.
thank you for the call. Our electrician came over this morning. And the last time he was here, which was a few months ago, I introduced Beamer to him. And I discovered that he liked holistic and non-pharmacologic types of health options. And so while he was here this morning, I mentioned to him again about Beamer. And his response was, oh, my gosh, I'm so busy. And so we talked for a little bit more, and I got, I'm so busy, as he was packing his stuff up and walking out the door. And that was my first point. My second point was, interestingly, a little different thing. I was talking to someone else, a painter, and the painter that was with them, when I started talking about Beamer, he said, oh, My wife bought a wonderful thing just like that. And I won't mention the company name, but it had been a competitor of ours that I guess is still out there in the marketplace. But that their unit in the old days was under our Beamer pricing, but now it was selling for $14,000. And
wow.
So when we're talking about comparisons, here's this other company, and they're way up there in price, and they just have all kinds of accessories practically for everything. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that comparison in price, but my main thought was on the time issue.
I love what you're saying, Susan, from Michigan. I've never been to Michigan. I've always wanted to go to Michigan. One thing I'm going to jump, I jumped in here, but I love when people say to me, oh, yeah, I've heard about this, but there's this other one I've heard about or I bought or whatever, or, you know, I know this other one I'm looking at, this other device. One of the things that I say to people, I go, I'm really glad you mentioned that. So I go, so really? Oh, so tell me more about that other product. I'm interested because I'm all about the science and I really like peer-reviewed double-blind studies. Can you show me some studies on this? I put it right back on them. I call people out. And I'm not afraid to do that because I'm pretty armed with the information I have now. A lot of times I'll email into product support, usage. And I'll say, hey, have you heard about this healthy wave mat? Can you tell me how it compares to Beamer or whatever this other device might be? And I make sure that I get myself information on that device and rest assured there are no studies on these devices. It's a lot of just smoke and mirrors. And so when you actually have that conversation with people and say, well, you know, you seem like a person who likes to research products. So here's what I'm going to invite you to do before, because if you're going to purchase this, I really want you to make an educated decision. And actually, I got a sale doing this. Because I had somebody do exactly the same thing here. Mm-hmm. And I know you talked about the time thing too, which I'll address as well. But I had somebody that told me about this other product they were looking at, and they were looking at the Beamer. But, you know, the price was a little bit better on this other product and seemed to do the same thing. And I actually invited this person. I said, look, and I'm going to share some studies with you, and I'm going to invite you to really look at this company and really look at their studies. And if their studies are peer-reviewed, double-blind studies on their product, guaranteed, because I'd already looked this product up, that they're not. They're just pulling clinical studies or studies on other PMF devices, which a lot of these companies do. So that person recognized that. And he literally, and I had someone that was at Neighbors, and he phoned me and said, I'm thinking of going with this. And then that's when I said, listen, I'm inviting you to please, if you're going to put money out, make sure you know what you're getting. Make sure that you know what you're purchasing. And so I invited him. I sent him studies on things. And so that was one thing that I did. And I came from a point of really caring because this guy wanted something for his wife's health. And I knew what Beamer did, and I knew about this other product. So I came forth knowing that I don't know what decision he's going to make, but I need to make sure that I do my job to make sure that this man walks away educated in both products so that he will make an educated decision. And whatever decision that is, that will be what he makes. But at least I knew that I did everything I could to help him with that. And then the rest, I let go of. And the man bought a Beamer. And he appreciated the fact that I to do his homework. Now, when it comes to time, and Susan, both of those situations, no one ever says no. And no means no, not right now. So don't take any of this personally. Take none of it personally. Ask them if you could share some information with them down the road. The man that has no time, just say, Mr. Smith, I would joke with a person, I'd kind of be light with that person and say, Mr. Smith, you can't tell me you don't have 8 minutes to lie down and relax or look after yourself, 8 minutes to sit and have some pretty wonderful things happen to yourself. And so turn that around to say, if you've got 8 minutes, I'd love you to you seem like you're such a busy person and stress that I'd love you to just sit and relax for 8 minutes and try the Beamer. I would have, I don't know if this person is coming back into your home again or not. Susan, is this person coming back into your home? The person that has no time?
Yeah. He will be coming back. And actually what I did was I went ahead and purchased a second Beamer Gold because I was constantly lending mine out. And so he will be coming back. But I offered him, I said, between now and the end of the year, that he'd have this. And he said, well, how long will it take to learn how to use it? And I said, oh, I can teach you in about 10 minutes. Oh, I'm so busy. I just don't have time. Okay. Well, and he was in a hurry, so I did impress him. So I'm going to follow up.
Yeah, and here's what, when I find people do that, something in whatever happened in that exchange, I'm pretty sure he's feeling like you're trying to sell him something. So if you switch it around and just say, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just know you're such a busy person. Busy people that don't have time are generally holding a lot of stress. I just care, that you might want to I just want you to take 8 minutes and enjoy something for free.
Good idea. I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Or here, take it for a few days. Bring it back when you come back. It's so easy to use. Do you know how to use a computer? Do you use a computer? Do you have an iPhone? Well, it's easier than using a computer. Just press the purple button, the blue button for this, the purple. Let me write that down for you, what you can do for your back, your knee. Ask him where he hurts. Just say, listen, before you leave, I'd like you to just try this for a few minutes. Now, I want you to take it home for a couple days. And I just keep, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just care, and I want to share this with you.
God.
Because when people say to me, oh, I have no time. I'm so busy. That, for me, right away, I know they think I'm trying to sell them something. So I take that away from them. I go, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't want to sell you anything. I'm just, you come into my home. I know you. You're doing stuff here. Why not take advantage of this?
Great idea. Great. Thank you.
And just say, listen, do you like to you know, watch things. Is that, what's your email? I'll send you a really quick, I'll send you a video that takes no time to watch, and maybe you'll get a better understanding. You know, just try to ask a lot of questions. Find out more about him. Get him talking about what are your aching pains, or what do you do? What do you do when you're not working? Are you always working? That you're so busy? Do you ever sleep? How's your sleep? You know, I would, in a polite, fun way, and for lack of better words, call a person out.
Yes. But he told me. Thank you very much. That was great information.
Thank you,
Susan. All righty. So I want to invite anybody else that has some objections that they're struggling with to press 1 on their phone so that they can come up to the top of the queue and we can answer some of your questions.
Bring those
in the meantime,
phones,
I'm going
people.
To agree with Nancy on the same kind of thing happened to me. I used to think that it was an expensive purchase, and as soon as I realized and changed my mindset that it saves so much money and it's such an changing, and I got less and less of those pushbacks on price. So I am 100% with you, Nancy, on it's a big part of what we get as objections are a big part of our own mindset that creates it. So that was a great, great advice.
100%. I mean, it was like night and day for me, literally, because you got to think about what you're walking in with in yourself when you go into a situation. Like, I mean, an example with Susan's situation, you know, she gave a couple of them. I'm too busy. Then right away, we may not know how to respond to that because it's like, oh, okay. But if you let go of attaching to these things personally, you can sit back and, as Amanda mentioned earlier too, being present, you know, you just reassure the person, hey, I'm not trying to sell you a darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
Hey, ladies, we got another caller.
All right.
I'm going to interrupt for just a second. So area code 704. Area code 704, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Leslie in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello,
thank
Leslie.
You for all
Charlotte,
you're
North
doing.
Carolina.
Hi. My biggest rejection, I mean, there are so many, but the one that's now getting to me today, I have a dear friend. And I had had I've had our Beamer a year and a half. And I had kind of an open house 6 months after I had the Beamer. And this friend came over and tried it. And then, you know, crickets, nothing. So then finally she decided that she wanted to rent it. I have a rental now. And she wanted to rent a unit for a month, which she did. But she said, and she has a shoulder issue, but she said it didn't change a thing. And I looked at the timer, and she definitely used it for, you know, she definitely used the Beamer unless she turned it on and walked away. I don't know. But I've tried everything. You know, she's like, well, you know, you're sick. That's why you see results. I said, no, it's not just sick people that use it. It's sports professionals. And this friend is a golfer. I said, Mike Weir, you know him? Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to have massages anymore. He's, you know, yeah, but, you know, he torques his body out. He does too much. So she doesn't feel the Beamer is for her, even though I've said, you know, when we're over 30, our circulation slows down and whatever. Help.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pop in, and then ladies, you can, I'll just throw my 2 cents into this one. I love that. Friends and family are the hardest ones to crack. And so she's not saying no, but I have had people like that as well. My sister's got a girlfriend that's, you know, same situation. I've got people that I rented to for 2 weeks, and you know, sometimes you just have to let some people go. and let her see your successes. Let her see your results. You know, get, how old is she? Is she in her 50s, 60s, 40s?
65.
Okay. Well, there. Okay. Talk about prevention. Well, because I always think when somebody, when I kind of get an age group of a person, you know, somebody 30 might say, look, I have no aching pains, whatever. And, you know, I don't really need this. I got nothing going on. I say, yeah, well, you have nothing going on now. I talk about the iceberg principle. I say, but, you know, tell me how your parents' health is, you know, what, you know, this is prevention for you in your life. Now, a 65-year-old person, then hugely I would want to talk about prevention. Like, you might feel good
hey,
now,
Nancy,
but you don't know what's going on underneath
Nancy,
your body.
Nancy, I have to interrupt you for just a second. In the U.S., with regard to the FDA, we're not allowed to make any claims to treat, cure, or prevent or mitigate any disease. So we can't actually talk about prevention in the U.S. We can we can help them to connect the dots, but we cannot say prevent, you know, cure, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate,
right,
you know, any
right.
disease.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't know what you can say in Canada, but we cannot say that in the U.S. So.
Well, we are a Health Canada Class 2 device here, and we can say, you know, what are you doing to keep yourself healthy from a prevention standpoint? Like, what nutraceuticals do you take? You know, Beamer's just a part of that picture of improving blood flow in the body. So we can say it here. So, okay, thank you for that correction. I mean, with your friend, it really, if she's used it and she's not feeling anything from it, she's just not ready right now. And sometimes you just have to.
And Nancy, I have something I'd love to add if I can.
Oh, please
I
do,
remember
please
hearing Dr. Burka saying that the Beamer works 100% of the time on 100% of the people. It's just that everyone doesn't feel it where they want to feel
correct
it. And
correct
so I think that if we can help people remind them, first off, it often has taken people years to get to the point that they are where they do feel a discomfort. That could be over a 20-year period that they got there. And so I try to bring it back to remind people that Beamer is working at a cellular level because it is just mm-hmm. helping to feed those cells with the increased blood flow with the microcirculation. And so therefore, when we're dealing with a cellular level, some people feel it immediately. Some people feel it over a month. And some people may take several months before they feel it. But it does work 100% of the time on 100% of the people, and it is helping in multiple areas within the body that may be something that's even unknown. So
perfect.
That's the way I've always handled those types of discussions when people have it. And Leslie, Nancy's right. Our friends and family are our hardest. But I do find that I no longer will rent less than a month because I do think that 2 weeks is often not enough time. Having somebody usually have it for a month, they may notice things that aren't necessarily where they wanted it to be, but they may notice I did have a little more energy. I did sleep a little better.
Mm-hmm.
We even had somebody that said, I realized I didn't need a magnifying glass to read the small print anymore. And I said, well, then you can see what it's doing on your eyes. So it may, and that continual staying in touch with them during that rental period or trial period is important because what you can do is advise them as they're going to maybe make some modifications in what they're doing. If they're, and one thing that a lot of people think of when we hear 8 minutes twice a day, if they have an acute situation, they can be doing that more often. So perhaps if she had a shoulder situation and she could be doing that 3 or 4 times while she's watching TV or reading or doing something else, that additional use may be beneficial as well. So just wanted to offer that idea to remind them that
awesome.
This has been tested and proven, and we have something that has been that does have those scientific studies, and so that certainly helps.
So. That's fantastic answer, Belinda. That was great.
Sure.
I think that's awesome. So, ladies, we're nearing the end of our call. So I'll share some of my closing comments, and then we'll go around the horn and wish everybody a fantastic week. I want to piggyback on what Belinda said about, you know, Beamer works 100% of the time and 100% of the people. When I first got involved, I remember hearing George Gossage say, Beamer is not on trial. And I always loved that phrase. And for me, when I saw, you know, that NASA was integrating, you know, Beamer into the undergarments of the spacesuits of the astronauts, that we had this Space Act agreement with NASA, and they have continued to extend it year after year. That to me was the ultimate validation. And going back to the comment that Susan had that, you know, her painter friend had said that the wife had bought a product that was quote unquote similar to Beamer. In those kind of instances, I will remind them that there's a lot of PEMF devices out there, but the Beamer signal is what sets us apart. And that's why NASA chose us. And the fact that now we are the only FDA Class 2 device in the U.S. That is Class 2. Others might be potentially Class 1, even if they are that, right? And so that is something that I like to remind people when they're talking about other devices. I'm trying to talk fast so we don't run out of time. But I am super excited about how we're going to finish this year. I'm excited for everybody out there that is sharing the gift of Beamer and wellness. Just keep on going despite the objections. And with that, I'm going to toss it over to Nancy for her final comments, and then she can toss it to Belinda, and we'll call it a wrap. Over to you, Nancy.
Okay, thanks. Well, thanks, ladies, for the call. I agree 100% with what Amanda said, and I really love Dr. Burke, because I forgot about that. Thank you for the reminder that Beamer works 100% of the time and 100% of the people. Just go out there. Objections, no doesn't mean no. No means no, not now. So, you know, there's still going to be someone you can follow up with. So don't take objections personally. I'm going to say that. Don't attach yourself to them. And go in with removing your own personal objections, because we can get in our way. And so you can remind yourself to take objections out of your head. That's a really great way to start. And good luck finishing the year. And we'll be on the call next Monday. Have a great prosperous week.
And one thing that terrific. Thank you, Nancy. One thing that I would remind people is when you do hear an objection while listening fully, you may want to repeat that back to them. So that lets people know you've heard them. I also just want people to realize that you have, once we get experience with the Beamer, we know what the Beamer can do for us. And so that depth of belief really helps. So stay involved, listen to Blog Talk, hear the testimonials, get that bulletproof belief and understanding of what the Beamer can do. It's going to help you. So I'm going to leave with a quote. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. That's from Arthur Ashe. I hope everybody has a great week. We look forward to talking to you next week. Bye now.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.